Coffee Park Conversations.
This special Christmas episode comes to you on the 26th of December 2023, 2 weeks before the actual launch date. Why am I doing it on the 26th and not on the 25th? Well, for me and my family, today is known as Daddy's Christmas Day. That's the day when I celebrate Christmas with my boys. It's been like it for many years, and I hope it remains that way. Although I understand they are getting older, they're going to have their own lives, and, you know, things happen. I understand that, fully understand that. However, that's why it's being released today. It's also 2 weeks before the actual launch on the 9th of January, so that's exciting times. I have done the little quick update, which was last week, also on a Tuesday. Tuesday's going to be my day of releases. So that's the reason why it's out today and not yesterday, as some people thought it may have been. That's a conventional Christmas day. Anyway, on to a quick little jingle, and then you can hear the special.
Coffee Park Conversations.
Hello, Merry Christmas, Joyeux Noël. This is the Christmas update on Coffee Pot Conversations, hosted by an Englishman in Paris. By now, I'm guessing you would have heard the introduction, which was recorded back in July. You would have then heard the update, which was released about 2 weeks back. Maybe last week. I don't remember. The reason being, I recorded that and I set it up to be automatically posted with 3 weeks to go. So yes, with 2 weeks to go now, it would have been last week. So anyway, this is the Christmas update. I'm working off a little square bit of paper that I've taken from the office, and it was a gift, so it's not company property theft. It's just me wishing now that I'd written a script so I could talk to you whilst I'm trying to read my scribbles. So the first thing I need to do is apologise for any audio quality issues that we may have been receiving. I know originally I said I was going to be using an iPhone. I've since bought a Zoom H1N microphone. The reason for that is because I went and did some proper big boy interviews over in Paris. Two were in a coffee shop, one was in a hotel, one was in a shop, and one was outside a coffee shop. That's five interviews I did in the course of 3 days, two nights in Paris. It was a mission, but despite being thoroughly exhausted, I absolutely loved it. I was nervous. I'm not going to tell you who's in it, which order it was, anything like that. I think the order's, it's messed up a little bit. But I absolutely loved it. The people that I interviewed were gracious, polite, hospitable, and just unbelievable to agree to be interviewed by me, a nobody. I just picked them up pretty much through Instagram or a few Google searches, or even friends of friends type of thing. I'm astounded by their graciousness. So thank you to all of those. You know who you are. 4 episodes in season 1, and the first interview that I actually did is going to be episode 1 of season 2. I just ran out of space and time. In the introduction, I did say a few things which have changed because it was so far away and because this podcast is vastly organic, which I'm loving every time something changes. Oh, wow, that's great. Unless, of course, I've got to re-script things and reorder things, as in reschedule. That's been a nightmare. I've created spreadsheets. It's just been fun, let's pretend. So, a few points to note is buymeacoffee.com/ an Englishman in Paris. Yes, I'm using that. The podcasts are going to be free. So, on your platforms, on that website, they're free. But I call it BMAC. BMAC is where I'm going to be posting as much as I can as a singular platform. I'm still going to have my website, anenglishmaninparis.blog, that will have just the blogs and the links and a few contact details. But primarily that's where my written word and photograph is. That will always stay free on the website. The podcast will always stay free. Moving on from the podcast, I do have little extras. I have the notebook questions. They will be behind a paywall. That's entirely up to you guys if you wish to listen to them yet or wait. Let me build up and then you can pay and get more. If you pay up front a little bit now, then I can do a few swings and roundabouts and try and produce more of those types of things. I know money is no one's friend and we're all in this together. So I'm not here pleading poverty and asking for your money. Please do when you feel that is right. You can just, if you wish to, buy me a coffee. It's £3, €3, $3, whatever your currency is. That's up to you entirely. I'm surviving and providing as I go along, so that's not a problem. The blogs on BMAC are behind the paywall. That's because I'm going to be putting more photos on them with a few other bits and pieces. However, they still are free on the website, anenglishmaninparis.blog. Instagram, it's all free. That's an Englishman in Paris blog. The thing that won't be free is there's a close friends, which again, it's behind a paywall. You can BMAC and you can pay it, and then anything that isn't blog worthy or doesn't fit in with the brand as such will be behind this paywall for the close friends. And that's, you know, you can do that or not do that. That's up to you guys entirely. But things will still be Instagrammed. I'm not going for the whole you've got to pay, because I still am a nobody. I'm still just an average bloke from London. Actually laying on my bed recording this for the Christmas special. So, next thing to do is read what this says. Ah, yeah, monologues. Not exciting, but factual. Now, I have done a handful of these pieces already, and you will learn about my reading voice. Now, the reading voice is where I've worked things through, written it down, and I read off the screen or a bit of paper into the microphone, and I try to sound factual and clever. But it comes across like I'm reading as opposed to being knowledgeable and just like I'm doing now, rambling it off. They're good. I enjoy them. I enjoyed the research. I sort of half enjoy listening to them. But I am getting better. I am learning to relax and reading my reading voice. Reading my talking voice rather than my reading voice. You'll understand what I mean when you're listening to it. And as the seasons progress, I will relax a lot more. I promise you that will take place. So, next thing is the 10 episodes per season. They're going to be on the 2nd and the 4th Tuesday of every month, except for July and December, because there's 12 months in a year. So, that sort of makes sense. And I figured by having July off, why not? And by having December off, I can start to relax for Christmas and worry about wrapping up presents, should they happen. Something else. Yes, I am splicing. I'm cutting things out. I'm not necessarily rearranging orders as such, but where I have done these interviews, I've done notebook questions, I'm taking those out, putting them behind the paywall on BMAC. But I'm also getting quite good at it in a bad way, using a decent app badly. I use Audacity, don't like it. It's just, for me, it's not user friendly because I'm not a podcast producer. I'm not one of those people that I don't have the balls with the twiddle things or the slidey bits. I'm literally just using a laptop, a mobile. Right, I've now got a microphone. I've got some headphones. They're quite cool. Make my ears sweat when I'm listening on the feed, the replay part. But, you know, it sounds nice. Nice, deep, rich tones. So, just going back to what it sounds like. Again, where I've used microphones, and I've got two different types of microphones. I've got this one, which I'm using the H1N from Zoom. And I've also got a stand-up plug-in microphone, which is quite nice. That goes straight into the laptop. and then the iPhone as well, depending on where I am and what I'm doing and when it's been recorded as to the sound quality you're going to get. You're also going to get a variance if I'm just doing the monologue part or if I'm in a coffee shop. Obviously, it's natural, you're going to get different things as time progresses. I'm hoping to do little bits in streets, more coffee shops, that type of thing. There's more interviews, but there will also be the monologue episodes, just for a little bit of factualness. And that is pretty much where it's at. I will still be writing my Christmas blog episode entry, not an episode, my Christmas blog entry. Slowly getting up to date with that. And at the present moment in time, on Instagram, I'm now flicking onto my phone to find out how many of what I've got. So I have 179 posts and 298 followers. On buymeacoffee.com/anenglishmanInParis, I have 5 members. And I'm not going to lie, family and friends. Well, family. Just to show a little bit of love and support, which is nice. But I get everything anyway. And yeah, gratitude to them for helping me out. So, pretty much, it's Christmas, and I am also doing this autonomously, if that's the right word. I've plugged it in that it's all going to be pumped up and done automatically without me having to turn the laptop on Christmas Day, which will be nice. So that is that. But what I will be doing is I'll be getting out my notebook and one of my fountain pens. Hopefully the ink's not dried up. I'll just be cracking out a quick couple of pages for that. So all that's left for me to say is thank you for listening to this third instalment of Coffee Pot Conversations, hosted by an Englishman in Paris. Carry on listening. We've got some good stuff coming up, at least for season one. Season two, I'm halfway through. I know exactly what I'm doing. It's just a question of, well, recording it. Seasons 3, 4, and 5 are all planned until something else comes up, such as more interviews. I do need to shake things up a bit because I've got the Olympics coming up, which I'd actually planned for season 5, I believe. So I'm now just going to strip that back, plonk it into season 2, as long as I can record it in time, which is one of my problems, getting the time to do it. I work a 9-to-5 Monday to Friday. I do rugby with my boys twice a week. And then on Sundays, it's taken up with more rugby time. And where my youngest is in the minis, he's at morning. And as my eldest moves up to the juniors, he goes into the afternoon parts. So I then start to lose some of my afternoon time. Then I've got a girlfriend and I've got my uncle. I need to spend time with him. And it really leaves me very little time. But I am making it work. I am getting up early in the mornings. I'm going to the office. I'm doing podcast stuff in the mornings whilst at work. Before work, I should say. Also grabbing lunch times. Any time that's spare, I'm here. I'm doing it. I'm recording. I'm refining. I'm researching and I'm writing. And I do squeeze the Xbox in once in a while. And also the VR mask. It's just to help with that escapism, or escapapism, as I used to call it. Then I've still got the blogs to do and try and keep that updated. Instagram photos and all the rest of the blah blahs. Anyway, if you would like to send me a message, you can send me a message via Instagram. You can send me a message via the website. Or you can email me at coffeepot@anenglishmaninparis.blog. Anything you want to say. Anything you want to ask, any suggestions, thoughts, ideas, even just to wish me, by the time you listen to this, wish me you can still do a Merry Christmas or a Happy New Year. Makes no odds. You may do what I do, which join the podcast late, start from the beginning, and then just binge watch or binge listen. Up to you entirely. Still send me a message. I don't care. I'm always happy to receive them. It's only me working on the website, on the podcasts, on Instagrams and blogs. So it's going to be me that's replying. I will read it out if it's, you know, worth reading out. And that's that. I do want to make this successful. I do want it to be a lifelong activity for me. I know it's hard work. I'm not expecting great things because I'm realistic. And I'm not one of those people that it happens to, but with a little bit of luck, we can just have a nice little good time of it. You know, we'll all join in together. It's a bit of a half hour waste of a Tuesday. The second and fourth Tuesdays of every month, except for June and December. But anyway, I'm going to go now because it's Christmas time and I need to make sure this has been uploaded and put on all different websites. So enjoy your day. Merry Christmas. Joyeux Noël. And if I don't speak to you before, have a great new year. And I shall see you on the 9th of January for Coffee Pot Conversations, hosted by an Englishman in Paris.
Coffee Pot Conversations.
Coming up on Coffee Pot Conversations.
We have the launch. Get ready for the launch. I don't remember how the song goes. I don't even know who sang it. But there we go. That's old age for you. The fact that I know about the song first time round, that's also... Anyway, so the launch is coming in 2 weeks' time, second Tuesday of the month, the 9th of January. Our first episode. And I'm talking about food with Nev. It's our first episode. It's our first interview. It's my first efforts. I'd like to say I've come a long way since then. But, haven't really. And I don't expect to. But I have enjoyed it so far. I'm still enjoying it. And I will continue to enjoy it. I just hope that you enjoy it. Anyway, let me know what you think. Send in your reviews, all your bits and pieces. I was going to say on the usual platforms. Let me just go over it in case you're unaware. So we have anenglishmanInParis.blog. That's my website. We have at anenglishmanInParis.blog, being my Instagram. We have buymeacoffee.com/anenglishmanInParis. I don't know if you can actually send me reviews or leave comments or anything like that, but on your podcast platform, feel free, leave a review, send me a comment from there if you're able to. Generally it works better on Spotify, but there are obviously other platforms available. Or send me an email directly, coffeepot@anenglishmanInParis.blog. Until then, enjoy
Coffee Pot Conversations.